Yes, I'm gonna cut this.
Okay.
I always edit it anyways.
Alright. Ready?
Yeah. Been ready.
Okay, well. Son of a bitch. I'm gonna pull this out, okay?
Yeah, shoot!
Alright. Okay. On, take a drink.
Go! Just
okay, three,
just open up.
Three, two, one. Fuck, I don't even know what the intro's supposed to be.
Well...
Okay, I'll ad-lib this intro. Okay. it's all ad-lib, right?
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
Okay, three, two, one.
One.
Welcome to Barbells and Boxcars, a gaming and CrossFit podcast. My name is Nick.
And I'm Riddell.
And today we're basically going to have our little intro, what the podcast is going to be about, and what we want to do with it as far as why you should listen.
Yep.
And, well, first off, if you can hear music in the background, we apologize. We're actually recording this outside in Riddell's garage, and
my neighbor's blasting some country music.
So if you can hear it, I'm sorry.
If you can't, then hey.
It's fine. So we'll just dive into who we are and what we do.
Cool.
So my name's Nick.
Hi, Nick.
And I've been doing CrossFit for almost 3 years now. I started back in 2013 at my gym, CrossFit Golf Medgood.
Yeah.
In Inigua now. And
it's still in Inigua.
Yeah, well, I mean, they changed location.
Sure.
So the second location.
Sure. The best.
So yeah, I've been doing CrossFit for about 3 years, and I started CrossFit because I wanted a better fitness program, and at the time, the only thing I was really doing was playing Ultimate Frisbee with friends and running. And so I was gaining a lot of weight, and it was really hard for me to try to burn it by just doing running and playing some Ultimate Frisbee. So I decided to look into CrossFit, but at the very beginning, the price to get into it, or the price for membership, was expensive. It was probably like 80 plus.
Woo.
And at the time, I just couldn't afford it. I had a lot of obligations that I had to pay for, and it just wasn't in the budget. But
80 bucks not so bad.
But so that was like in the summer of 2013, and
is that about the same time we started gaming?
No. We started gaming in like 2011.
Actually. Oh, shoot. So we started gaming first and
then
CrossFit?
Nice. And then we CrossFit. So, luckily, that year, the government insurance started covering the gym. And I started CrossFitting in October of that year. So, now that I had my gym membership 100% covered, I was able to just, you know, dive into it after reading about it for months. I chose Custom Fitness or CrossFit Golf Medgood because they were the only ones to actually reply. So I think in the beginning, when I was looking at gyms and trying to get comparable rates, I was looking at two that were accessible. It was CrossFit Golf Medgood and it was Laddystone. These were the two gyms that at the time were available to public. They also had two other gyms, but they were military affiliates, and so they were on base, which I didn't have access to. So the two that I did were Laddystone, CrossFit Laddystone, and CrossFit Golf Medgood. Laddystone never replied to any of my messages on Facebook or emails, and CrossFit Golf Medgood did. And nice. I value customer service a lot in people that I deal with, I decided to go with them when they started offering it with my insurance. So I've been CrossFitting for about 3 years, and I've been gaming for a long time. I started gaming when I was in elementary school. I got a PlayStation the first year it came out.
Oh yeah.
And I've been playing video games ever since. And then recently, in the past 5 years, we started playing more tabletop games like RPGs, like Dungeons and Dragons, and miniature games like Anima Tactics and War Machine and Hordes, which we're playing now. We also do other few ones, like smaller ones, like Star Wars X-Wing and
Guild Ball.
So those are probably the miniature games that we're going to be talking about. And that's pretty much it for me.
All right, so that's Nick. I'm Riddell. I started CrossFit, maybe this is going to be my second month, so I'm still fairly new in CrossFit. Nick was the one actually to drag me into the CrossFit Gov Method. He's been dragging me into it for like almost a whole year, trying to get him to get into CrossFit. Yeah, so this year I started, so it was good, especially when they started accepting select care, so I didn't have to switch to take care like what Nick did, which is fantastic. So I'm about two months in. I got into I did other home workouts, like P90X, T25, shit like that. I mean, it was fun, but it gets boring if you do it by yourself. So I decided to give CrossFit a try. They had an on-ramp session at Custom Fitness, so I tried that, and I liked it, and I decided to stick with it. So I started gaming for since elementary, middle school. I did dabble a little bit in Magic. I started, I guess, in middle school.
Oh yeah, I played Magic as well.
Yeah, you did.
I forgot about that.
You did. Yeah, we played in high school.
Yeah, but
then me and Nick, we both started around the same time for tabletop gaming. We started playing D&D because of our friend Van. Well, I started gaming with Van first, so we played HeroScape for a little bit, which is another tabletop game. Then after that, my spending habits just grew and grew from there, so that's it. I'm keeping it short because I'm sounding sick.
Okay, so, well, pretty much our what we want to do with this podcast is, one, we want to promote CrossFit here on Guam, because it's starting to get a lot bigger now. When I started, there was maybe, like I said, two gyms that were available to the public. Okay. Now there's about five, maybe, if you can count Synergy Jumpstart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would count Synergy Jumpstart.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No offense or anything. But, yeah, so that's five. About five gyms now. So, which is great. It's great for the community, and I hope everyone gets into it.
And also, we like to promote tabletop gaming, because not a lot of tabletop gaming here on Guam.
Yeah, there's a lot of
tiny island, but there's a lot of Magic the Gathering players here. But
yeah, so this podcast is going to be talking about, one, like, not all people that do CrossFit are meatheads. Like, we have a lot of us are nerds too. It's a lot. So we have a lot of different perspectives when it comes to fitness, and we all want to promote fitness. You want to promote gaming. It's pretty much like we want everyone sort of to be themselves. Like, there's still people that are closet gamers and don't really talk about it, especially in the fitness world right now. But I think it's becoming less and less of a taboo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To do both, so we just want to raise awareness and hopefully if people listen, we'll get more people into it.
Yep.
And
CrossFit and gaming, right?
Yeah. CrossFit, gaming, fitness, anything, basically something to get off your couch, because at the time, like, there's a lot of, I guess that's the dual purpose, is we want people who are gamers to
start getting into more fitness
their things.
Ass off their couch and start getting fit.
No, put the controller down and, you know, let's...
Or better yet, put your controller down and socialize physically, right? Not just over a freaking mic.
Not just online. I mean, it's fun, and if that's your thing...
Socialize. Talk to other people. Punch their face, get them angry, whatever.
Yeah, we need them, because I know a lot of people that especially gamers that talk about wanting to lose weight or wanting to get in better shape because they're tired of, or their fitness is not anywhere near what they want it to be. And we're trying to promote CrossFit as a way to get more fit. It is not the only way. There's people that do whatever, that do other things like just going to a regular
gym,
quote unquote, Globo gym. Or going to just the running, whatever. I mean, whatever it is, we just want people to start, getting more fit, especially the gaming community, which is what we're from. So that's going to be our main purpose. Hopefully, we can bring more of our friends into exercise and fitness.
Let's break that stereotype of all gamers are just fat couch potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're not. Some of us lift weights.
Sometimes. Sometimes. I can't lift yet.
Okay. And you lift weights. Okay, so we're going to try to do this this podcast in two sections. We're going to talk about our fitness section, which we're going to try to just talk about what we did during the week, cool stuff, CrossFit, media, anything we saw in media or things that look really cool.
Yep.
And hopefully things that we can implement. Yes. And then the second part is going to be gaming, which is like what we're playing right now. Maybe projects that we have on the table. And
it's all sorts of games, not just tabletop games, but also video games.
Video games, whatever. I mean, anything that has to deal with dice, hopefully. Dice or
controllers,
you know.
Yeah, but mostly dice. Mostly the tabletop.
Yeah, we're going to try to focus on that. And then at the end, we'll just talk about things that we want to do. Or games that we want to get into, and what we purchase, or news from that gaming side, I guess.
Or hell, any other geekery stuff you can think of.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then our last part, we'll probably just do something like what we recommend, recommendations, or reviews, things like that. We'll probably end the podcast
with that. I'm pretty sure we'll figure it out. I mean, it's only episode zero.
Yeah, this is our intro episode.
Sure, so. Whatever.
Okay. So,
So what did we do this week?
CrossFit. So
what'd you do this week, Nick?
So what did I do this week? I managed to go to the gym 5 days this week, which is pretty awesome.
That's a feat in itself.
I haven't haven't done that in a while, especially because of the Open. And the Open just ended.
Yeah.
So ended maybe 2 weeks ago, but I'm still feeling the frickin' effects.
Right?
It's
16.5 kicked my ass still. I guess my arm's so flimsy from freaking 16.5.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I PR'd my 16.5 score, so I'm so happy about that. But, you know, it was 2 weeks ago. Instead of talking about the week, let's just talk about the Open itself. I mean, it's really cool that Riddell actually did the Open.
Yep.
After only
I didn't do 16.2.
That's fine. I mean, you actually experienced it. This is his second month
CrossFit.
So
first time doing the Open.
Yeah, it was fun. Open, and he actually did all of the workouts.
Yeah.
Which is very a very awesome thing to do because not a lot of people did it, especially those that they were either scared or they felt like they weren't ready.
I mean, granted, scale, but I did it. I don't care.
You did it. A lot of people didn't. So I mean. I did the workout RX, and it was extremely difficult. I didn't realize how bad some of them were going to be, especially 16.1 with those walking lunges and 16.4 with that heavy deadlift.
Jesus. And the deadlift, I think the wall balls. Yeah.
Both of them were horrible for me, at least. So let's I want to get Riddell's perspective on the whole Open as a whole. What do you think of the workouts?
Those workouts are freaking insane, I'll tell you that. It's 2 months into the program, 2 months into CrossFit, I mean, I'm not totally prepared for anything. Even though it's scaled, it was so tough to get through. But I just went in there treating it just a regular WOD, an everyday thing. You go into the gym, do your shit, you're done. Try to fight through the pain, try to push your limits. I mean, that's all I was thinking of. Even though I scaled, but after, I guess, experiencing the Open for the first time this year, next year I'm going to set a goal for try to RX the whole Open. So, I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to train as hard as I can this year. Hopefully make regionals. Right, Nick? Right, Nick?
Yeah.
Right,
Nick? Is that easy. Right,
Nick? No, no, regionals. You have to do regionals.
Regionals. By regionals, we're going to try to make masters. We're going to try to go to the games in the masters division in like 2030.
Yes. Okay. Let's go.
We're training now for 2030 masters.
You heard it here, folks. LFGG. But yeah, I don't know. My favorite one of all is like, I think 16.5 was my. It's hard. It's hard as shit. But it's one of my favorite workouts I've done. Like, it's the hardest I've. In the 2 months I've been in CrossFit, 16.5 was the hardest wad, I guess, I've ever done. Probably will ever be the hardest.
My favorite wad was it 16.3? The one with the bar muscle ups. Because
yeah,
exactly. I could do them this year. Holy.
Yeah.
I think when that workout was announced, I got my first bar muscle up the week before. So I was practicing bar muscle ups that whole week before they did that open announcement. And once they did, I was like, finally, I can do. I'm not going to be, you know, held off by muscle ups this year. So because the last year I did it and I wasn't able to get through the. The ring muscle ups on last year's work. Yeah, they had ring muscle ups last year. So, and I couldn't do one, and it was in the beginning of the workout.
Yeah.
So you had to scale it if you wanted to score. So I scaled that one, but I didn't scale anything this year, which is I'm very fucking proud of.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
You RX everything. It's awesome.
RX everything. I got pretty decent scores. I think on Guam, I made to like 47 out of, I'm not sure how many people did it RX, but it was like 80 people RX, and a couple people scaled. So
I didn't record.
I'm happy.
I didn't record my scores.
You didn't sign up, right?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I should have.
No, you don't have to.
I mean,
to be honest, like if you're going scaled, then you don't really have to.
Oh no, but I think I should have. That way, I could compare my scores from this year to next year, so like see how much I improved.
Oh yeah,
I should have done that.
Well, I mean, you always have things like our WOD tracking program, the Beyond Whiteboard. So
yeah.
There's always those.
I did record that. Yeah, I did.
So I mean. The open was great. I had a lot of fun, except for 16.4 and 16.2 because I couldn't get out of the first round for 16.2. I think I had one more rep and I would have got to round two, but I wasn't able to make it because squat cleans are hard.
Didn't you do 16.4 twice?
I did every workout twice except for 16.1 and 16.5. Because 16.5 is a bitch. Like I don't want to do that one twice. I did 16.4 twice because I was really worried about whether or not the deadlifts were going to kill me.
Yeah.
Because that's 50 fucking reps. And they were fine.
55 reps.
55. Oh, jeez. 55. See, I was like, I just rounded down.
But you made it off the rows, right?
Yeah, no. I got onto the rower both times and I got like 49 calories on the row last time.
Bad.
And I was fine.
Yeah.
I wanted to get to the handstand pushups because I think I would have been able to knock a few out, but it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's over, and next year if they do redo that one, that's the redo for next year.
Don't wait for next year.
Hopefully I'll just like smash it. So
I'm gonna smash it. I'm gonna kill it next year.
So like that was our open.
Oh yeah. I love it.
And I had a blast. I mean, despite me hating fucking Dave Castro for some of those workouts, it was great, and doing it twice is so much fun because I PR'd all of my workouts I did twice on the second try.
Nice, nice.
So that was cool in itself. It gave me a lot of confidence.
Yeah, that's cool.
To redo
that's cool.
it.
I have something to look forward to next year. So I guess the one kind of the open kind of pushed me to strive to get better.
So yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Definitely.
This week, we'll talk about our week now because, like, I think we had some pretty cool. We had some pretty cool.
This week, my entire body fucking hurts. I mean, Monday's WOD was. I hated it. What was it?
Monday's I don't WOD. Know. I went. Went to it.
You did. We were in the same class.
Excuse this delay, folks.
No, we're not. Don't excuse this.
Okay, now we're looking the shit up.
Jeez. Back squats.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. No, okay. That's fine. But the WOD was like 400-meter run, double unders, and power snatches.
Ooh, that was fun.
Yeah. So 400-meter run, I don't remember how many double unders. 30 double unders, and I believe it was, how many snatches have we had to do?
That's 4 rounds, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's still recording, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was 15 power snatches.
15 power snatches, that's right. That, I think that killed me. I mean, I did fairly good. I can't do double unders yet, so I had to do 60 singles. But I plowed through that like a champ.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, it was the run. Like, I hate running.
Yeah.
I scaled. The original weight was like 135 pounds on the fucking power snatches. And I'm like, there's no way.
Really? You scaled that?
Dude, I can't. That's 60. You realize that's 60 pounds? That's double Isabel.
Yeah, that's true.
No thanks. I was like, I'm going to scale to 95. And 95 was hard.
Wasn't it scale 65?
You know, you can scale it to whatever weight you want. Oh, okay. So I scaled it to 95. So.
I did 65 with that.
So that was hard.
That was hard. I'm glad I finished it though. I thought I wasn't gonna finish on time, but I finished it. It was amazing. So
that was a pretty good one. There's actually nothing that really stood out from this week.
Oh well, for me at least, I got to Thursday's workout. We were working on the pull-ups and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I got to know the movements for the kipping pull-up.
Yeah,
because I have always wondered how it's done, what the motions were. So that was kind of fun for me.
It's a good it's good to learn how to do kipping, but don't forget to work on strict stuff, because that's what's gonna get your strength up. And yeah. Kip is sort of there for to make you do a little bit more reps, mm-hmm. and it's a lot easier.
Yeah, I've been practicing inside my house. I have a
pull-up bar. Yeah, strict's good.
Doing strict.
Strict pull-ups are good for the strict portion, so.
But I think what really killed my arms, though, this whole week was Tuesday's workout when we worked on,
The freaking little dragon walks and the handstand complex.
That just killed my shoulders. I don't know.
The, let's see, the handstand complex, I didn't get to do. Because on Tuesdays, I go to a mobility class, which is conducted by our in-house physical therapist, Dr. Ryan Claros. And he has a class for mobility, which I'm trying to get through. It's like a 6-week course.
But you did the workout, though, right?
Yeah, I did the workout afterwards. So I jumped into middle of the class, so I didn't really get to do any of the skills for that day.
Oh, you weren't missing much.
Yeah.
But friggin' 50 burpees for the WOD that day, 50 burpees, 40 V-ups, 30 handstands, 40 V-ups, and 50 burpees. Coach Steve made me finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even though the time ran out, like, he wanted me to finish it. Like, all right, finished it.
Yep.
So 100 burpees later, my arms were, like, gone.
And you still had a buyout, too.
I forgot about the bio.
Or did the next class start?
Yeah, next class started.
Already. Yeah,
Shit. That's it. I mean. But yeah, of all the workouts this week, I guess Thursday's workout really stood out for me. Because I learned how to do, what the motions were to do, getting into a butterfly and the kipping motions. So it was pretty cool.
Thursday's workout was actually fun. It was a partner workout, and it was it wasn't a partner workout. Which one was the workout with
Thursday? Which one?
Oh no, it was Wednesday. Wednesday's workout.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was 5 rounds for time.
20 back squats.
20 back squats.
20 kettlebell swing Americans and 300 meter rows.
300 meter rows. So
it's a partner
one. 5 rounds. And that was a partner one. And we got, my partner and I did it on 14 minutes and 49 seconds.
Let's see. Well, we did it on 19 minutes and 28 seconds. And my partner was also one of our friends that we game with. Mm-hmm. His name is Julian. He just started CrossFit like 2 weeks ago, and he was my partner. So I really pushed him as hard as he can to finish the water that day.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah.
I went the other 2 days, but went Thursday and Friday, but it wasn't a lot of anything that stood out from those workouts. They're pretty quick, and the strength portions were or a lot of maintenance work.
Yeah, I didn't go Friday because I still have to figure out what my strict press was.
No, we can do like a 3 grip on a 3 rep max or something, and we could probably just like extrapolate it from there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
One day.
Let's see. But yeah, no, I mean that's for our week at the gym, and it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't a lot of big things because we're not doing our
maxed out. Well, not big for you, but you know,
maxed out portions for our strength cycle yet. So
yeah, I mean it's not big for you, Nick, but yeah, for me it was.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's huge for me. It's huge.
It's fine. Which is great. This is weird that I have your perspective here because, right? Like, for me it was like not just another day at the gym, but for you it's like, oh shit, look at all this stuff.
We gotta do shit now.
Awesome.
Yep.
So, one thing, you know, I was watching HQ and I was watching CrossFit HQ's YouTube page, and I was watching the Road to the Gains with Jacob Heppner and Brooke Wells.
I saw that.
And there's one thing in there from Jacob Heppner's portion where they're playing Call of Duty. Yeah. And every time you die,
you have to do
five cows on the Airdyne. And I was like, man, we need to implement this at the gym. Like, that would be amazing.
I think we should just do it.
Like, no, but we have to set up a PlayStation somewhere and play.
So?
Wait, there's two, right?
There's two screens. We'll give it a try.
I want to do it. Like, every time you get time you die, you have to do five cows on a roar.
Yeah.
On a roar or Airdyne or the skier. One of the three. That should be fun. That sounds like
air squats or something. We'll think of something. We should try it.
That's a great work. I mean, if you're good at like first person shooters.
I mean, that's a great active recovery day. So
I mean, that sounds like fun. I think we might do it here. Like maybe we'll just do it in the garage. Like, first death. We'll do like Cindy or something with like five push-ups.
So Cindy.
Huh?
What's Cindy?
Oh, it's five pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 air squats.
Just wait till I get my rings.
Yeah. Rings in your bar. Your bar.
I'm gonna weld the bar on.
But yeah, so maybe we'll do something in here like that. And we'll try to see if we can get them filmed or record it somehow.
Record it somehow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we should ask Jules in the gym too. He's down to do it.
I'm pretty sure he would. That'd be cool. So yeah, that's what
just for fun
really stood out to me this week. I've been trying to watch more videos on ring muscle-ups because I think that's my next goal.
Is it harder to do a ring muscle-up than a bar?
I think it is, but I'm not a person that can do a lot of ring muscle-ups yet.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly the best judge. So once I get used to it and actually start doing more ring muscle-ups, because I got one last week. It's my only one, and I haven't been able to do it again. So I need to figure out my technique, because I'm trying to do it without a false grip, which is really hard.
Mm.
So I don't know, a lot of the instruction that I've gotten so far from coaches in the gym is that it's exactly like a bar muscle-up, in which you're going to have to get your hips really high, and you're not going to have a false grip to transition into that dip portion of the ring muscle-up. So you're just going to go straight from the hang and then get to the part where it's like a bar muscle up where your elbows are already like 90 degrees and you just have the small dip up. And I'm a pretty big guy. I mean, as far as weight, like I'm fucking 200 pounds and I'm only like 5'6". So that's a lot of weight to move that up. So we'll see.
But you got one, so be proud of that. I'm still working on double under, so.
Well, I've been doing it for 3 years and you've been almost doing it for two months. Yeah. So don't worry. It'll come in time. Anything else you want to add about?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So that's pretty much what happened this week and what we're looking forward to in the future.
Oh, yeah.
So that's CrossFit. Now we're going to go into our gaming section. So right now,
so bread and butter.
What are we doing?
Well,
because we're nerds and this is going to be the easiest part to talk about because this is what we do mostly all the time.
So, what's on our tables right now? We're playing War Machine and Hordes.
Yeah, we actually just got done playing a 50-point steamroller game. The scenario was outflank, right?
Sure. Sure.
The scenario was outflank. I managed to win on assassination because he was trying to get cute with Makeda 2. I mean, Makeda 1. And my Reckoner and Nissia weren't having it.
Yes. Well, so if you guys haven't heard of tabletop gaming and it's War Machine and Hordes is pretty much a tabletop war game where it's played against two armies. So it's pretty much kind of like a very complicated form of chess, if you want to think about it. Like, each piece does something different, something unique. Each army, each unit does something. So in our game earlier, my warlock, which is kind of like your king slash queen or whatever, went for the Hail Mary, trying to sack Mick's warcaster.
Which is my king.
In the process, though, I got killed getting there. I mean, it was a risky maneuver, but I had nothing else to, I had nothing else I can do that can do for me, other than trying to go for an assassination run. So I took it and I failed.
Let's see. I so I won that game on assassination, and it was fun. If you want to, you know, get more info about War Machine, there's a lot of videos on YouTube. Just search for War Machine and Hordes, or War Machine Privateer Press, which is the publisher.
Yep.
And they make a lot of great videos as well.
Yeah.
So at the moment, the main game that we're doing, at least that we meet up to play weekly, is War Machine Hordes. And we also play Guild Ball, which is another miniatures game, and Star Wars X-Wing, once in a while, which we haven't been playing in a while, because we've been more focused on Guild Ball and War Machine at the moment. So,
and if you're curious, Guild Ball is like, it's pretty much soccer. It's soccer meets rugby with a hit of crack, where everybody kills each other and try to play football. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So, sure. It's actually a much smaller game. So, like, when you look at War Machine, you can have maybe 60 pieces on the board, but when you look at Guild Ball,
like six models on the board.
Yeah, like six models
on a pitch. So,
and it's actually played on a smaller surface. It's only 3x3 instead of the 4x4 that we play War Machine on.
So I guess with more episodes that come, we'll get into some of those games. We'll talk about them a bit more, and what the rules are, I guess, how much they cost. We'll dive into stuff like that just to get you guys a feel of what it is.
Maybe probably in the future, like, our episodes will do like a game of the week, what game that we're playing, or we'll introduce the game that we're playing every week.
Or you might just be a War Machine Hordes podcast with
The hint of fitness.
Fitness.
Okay. So. But other than that, we're also playing some board games.
Yeah.
Dell just actually picked up the Magic the Gathering board game, which is pretty interesting. It sort of plays like,
it's nothing new to me. I mean, the rules, if you played HeroScape, you know what that is. It's practically almost the same thing, except in the Magic the Gathering license. HeroScape is more of a board game, really. But the cool thing about it is you can create your own battlefield. So whatever the battlefield is, it's really your imagination or whatever your opponent feels like playing against. But again, it's played against two armies, and you just try to fight each other and try to kill each other. That's it. But it's fun.
We actually tried that out last week, and that's pretty interesting. Like, I want I kind of want to play it again, because I'm pretty sure we didn't do it correctly.
Nope, of course not. It's the worst game.
I don't think we played that game correctly at all. So maybe we'll try to look at the rules and make sure we're doing it next time. At least better next time.
Yeah. That's kind of what you expect playing the game the first time around.
Yeah.
So that was like, that's my new game of the week.
Yeah. I want, one game that I actually want to start getting into is a board game called Lords of Waterdeep, which I'm thinking about purchasing. I really want to get that game.
You should get that game.
And we actually kind of want to do more board game days with more people.
Well, our board game supplier is not here right now. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I kind of want to go back to, like, playing at, like, coffee shops, like, Infusion. Oh, yeah. We should really do that, like, on a Saturday. Maybe we'll do that next week, Saturday or something.
Yeah, let's try that.
Well, let's see if Derek comes back.
He should be back next week. No, this week. The 9th. Oh, or 10th, whatever. I think he'll be back this week.
Okay, so we're going to, we'll see. And we want to do more public games instead of just playing at each other's houses.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be better.
Except for War Machine.
Yeah, we can't really do that in public.
Oh, we could, but I don't want to bring a table.
Yeah. I don't think we can put the tables on. That's a problem. That's right. So anyway, that's what we're playing right now. And hopefully in future episodes, we'll highlight a main game. Yeah. And so that way it'll be easier to talk about in other future episodes. So it's not too bad.
We can dive right in. So in the next episode or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we'll probably do War Machine next week. So
next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So stuff. Let's talk about things that we have as projects and what we want to do. As it pertains to
fitness in general, life.
No, not really. No. It's going to be focused on gaming. But like, what exactly you have? Like right now, I have a house that I'm trying to make for War Machine. It's a terrain piece, and I have it mostly done. I actually have to paint it.
Okay, so it's a model house, not your actual house.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to make a terrain piece, and that's on the table. I'm almost done. I just need to paint it.
Nice.
And that's the hardest part. Nice. Is like I have to get out and paint it.
Yeah.
So, I also have a couple models that need to be primed. I actually messed up my painting on a paint job on one of my warcasters that needs to get redone. So now I have to basically strip all the paint off of him and do it again.
That's sad.
Which
caster is that? Oh, Durst.
Durst. Yeah. So, but it was only. Thankfully, it was only the main body, so like the head and the shield are still primed and I haven't started on it yet. So I just have to like basically strip all the paint, take off all of the glue that was on him, and repin and get through that again. So yeah, that's Durst and my house. That's kind of, and Resnik 2 is slowly coming together. I'm actually gonna start painting the chariot portion this time.
I forgot you had Resnik 2.
Oh yeah, because he's been on deck for like a year. It's really hard. Like, to be honest, it's really hard right now.
Yeah,
so,
I'm in the same boat, too. Like, I have a bunch of models I have to paint. I have an entire Scorn army.
Yeah.
I have to get my ass on and just paint on it. I mean, it's just after CrossFit, when you're so tired during the week.
Yeah, it's really hard to do anything else.
It's draining.
You just want to,
go home.
Go
eat,
home and
sleep.
Lay down, rest, because it's been a hard day. Because we do CrossFit after our work day. So, we go through work, and then we go to the gym, and it's rough.
Yeah, yep. So trying to find the time to paint. One day.
Well, one day when we're more fit, we'll be better to do this.
Or we could just, whatever, skip gym.
Yeah. No.
Of course not.
That's not. So, you know what, I actually want to expand on other projects. Do you have any other projects?
Nope, just a bunch of shit I have to paint.
Yeah, so...
a bunch of terrains I have to paint.
Yeah, we have like terrain projects and other projects. So you'll probably see something like that on our Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook group. And we'll give you all that information at the end.
Yep.
So, well, actually, you know what? Speaking of things that we want to get into, there's a couple of video games that I actually want to start trying.
Like what? Division?
Or stuff that we're playing, actually. Like, when it comes to video games, what I'm still playing right now is Black Ops 3, the Destiny, and Fallout 4. Now, Fallout 4 recently released a small DLC. I think it's Automatron or Automatron. I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but I think it's Automatron. Or that's how I pronounce it right now, unless I'm getting corrected soon. But it was awesome. I think when I first started the game, like, I'm not really a big... I've played small bits of New Vegas and small bits of Fallout 3, and I never completed them because it's really hard. It was really hard for me to get into it because I wasn't really into the whole post-apocalyptic future for Fallout. So I remember reading an article in like Game Informer, or it was on IGN or something, and talking about how great Fallout 4 was, and because Destiny being the non-RPG that it is, like, I needed a game that I can play as an RPG. So I picked up Fallout 4, and ever since I started playing, they always have robots in the game, and especially there's this one robot.
Fallout 4?
Yeah.
I must get Fallout 4. I like robots.
No, and they have robots because it's like imagine the 50s. But with better tech. Like, that's pretty much kind of what it was. But you can get, like, these worker bots, and there's also robots that they made for the military.
Nice.
So there's this one robot that goes on three wheels. Like a tripod, and it's, like, a huge, bulky robot, and fires missiles and all this other shit. and you can't get him anywhere as a companion until this release. So like this DLC allowed you to create any kind of robot you want. And so I made one. And guess what his name is?
What?
Reckoner.
Reckoner, of course.
And he fires flamethrowers and rockets. So it's amazing, and it's so much fun to play. And I'm so happy with the DLC right now.
Nice.
I pretty much cleared the game. Like, I don't have any side quests to do anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just really just running around with the robot, just killing shit. Like, just going around killing ghouls and killing the raiders and other factions in the game. So, I don't know.
I'm meaning to pick up that game. You should try it.
I mean,
I like those kind of games. I like especially any game from Bethesda when they come out. The Elder Scrolls series. I love the Elder Scrolls series.
Weren't you playing ESO?
I was. Yeah. I was.
Until no one else plays it?
Yep. When it comes to video games, I'm pretty bad. Like, I'll start the game, I'll get halfway through, then I'll stop. I'll never finish it. I'll just let it sit for who knows how long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Destiny. Like, I love the game at the beginning, but it's just so repetitive that it kind of got really boring.
Guild Wars.
Well, I loved Guild Wars when my friends were here playing. Guild Wars 2. Not so much. Yeah, that's me in video games. Like, I'll pick up a game, I'll stop, and I'll just let it sit for like who knows how long until I jump into another game. I'll play that. Sure. I get bored easily, especially if the story's not engaging. But with Elder Scrolls Online, I think I stopped playing because around the time where I had to go to the Philippines for my mother-in-law's funeral, and when it came back, I just never got into it again.
Yeah.
So that's me in video games. But I am trying to convince the wife to get me a Nintendo Wii U for my birthday so I can play Pokken Tournament. It's gonna happen.
Okay, cool. I'll play with you. I don't have a Wii U though, so you're gonna have to.
That's fine. That could be our challenge. Yeah. That could be our active recovery.
Yeah. Every time you lose.
So you lose.
Oh. Whatever. So yeah, that's Fallout 4. Destiny's gonna have a new update coming soon. I think next week. I think it starts next week. So.
Like an update, or
like an update, not like a small, like a free DLC, basically.
Oh, free DLC.
And then there's an update coming for The Division, which is something I actually want to play.
Yeah, I want to get into that one.
Because I heard right now there's no end game in The Division, and so I want to see what the update brings, and if it's cool, maybe I'll pick it up. That's a game I actually want to get into because I really like the setting, like post.
It's pretty much.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic, but it's not like zombies, which is something I hate playing against. Like, I hate games with zombies. Like, it creeps me out. Like,
why?
It's creepy, dude. Like, I don't know. It's one of those things like,
oh my god, we should play zombie games. Dude.
No, like Resident Evil, Silent Hill. I couldn't play Silent Hill. No, I can play Silent Hill with the volume down and the lights on.
Oh my god, you're such a pansy.
I was in like middle school when that shit came out. So don't judge me. Ever since then, like, it's like zombie games have been very something on my low on the list, which is like weird because Fallout 4 has a type of zombie they're called ghouls, but they do the same thing, like they're brainless and they just attack you. They're track stars,
but they're mutated animals, so
mutated dude people. Yeah, so and then a couple of games that are coming out soon. I really want to play No Man's Sky, and I think I'm going to lose a lot of hours in that game. Like, it looks amazing. It's sort of like a space exploration game.
Okay. Oh!
But you get a weapon. You get weapons, right. You get a plane, you get an aircraft.
And you explore
the galaxy.
The galaxy, yeah,
and the galaxy is huge.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen that. I've seen the previews.
Oh my god, it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to get it. You better get it at PS4.
I have a PS4.
No, you better get it on PS4,
on PS4
so we can play. That will be our challenge, but...
No, our challenge is going to be Pokken Tournament. I'm getting it for my birthday.
Whatever.
I'm going to convince her to get it for me.
Okay. So, that's pretty much our gaming stuff. I mean, we don't really have a lot to dive into right now, mainly because it's sort of, like, dead right now. I mean, I'm not the best video game player on any of these games, so it's not really, like, an offer tips or anything like that. So, sort of like what we wanted to talk about as far as games go, like sort of general news, general things. So, Oh, you know what? It's something. Here's a gaming thing that just that came out that I wouldn't mind talking about. And it was Privateer Press recently released a list of people they deemed free riders, which is like mainly online companies that were selling their products at 30% discount rates.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do to the distributors because of it. And so I kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit because it really affects people like us.
Yeah. Who don't have access. We don't have game stores that sell these products, so we have to order them online.
Yeah.
So.
And I think it's been talked about on the forums a lot about who it kind of what boat you're just gonna fall into.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's just fine. I mean, at least not everyone's gonna be having equal.
So,
opportunity to sell the products?
Well, I think it's twofold, right? Like, either I understand the whole thing about saving, you know, making local game stores more competitive.
Right.
And that's fine. But these people talk about a game that's played primarily in local game stores, LGSs in the States, and we don't have one. So it's sort of like.
We don't have one yet.
We're working on it. Yeah, but we don't really have one that we actually play at. Like, when we play this game, we play at each other's houses. We don't play at a game store. And mainly because those game stores are catering to players of Magic the Gathering, and they don't really have room to stock or any overhead to stock
more games.
So.
Right. But I guess we can talk about that more once we get start talking about different miniature war games or games.
So
how much the cost of it is. So
yeah. So basically, the thing is that for the most part, online stores are gonna stop selling War Machine, mainly War Machine, at a 30% discount rate, which means that we're gonna have to start paying 10% off.
Yep.
Which is gonna be kind of steep because the game's already expensive as it is.
Yep.
And I'll know we'll probably be making less. Less purchases in the future, so that's something that kind of happened. At least for me, I can't. I'm gonna probably start paying less. So, I mean,
eBay that shit.
Whatever. I mean,
eBay.
That was the bigger news in wargaming this week for us, at least.
Yeah.
Let's talk about recommendations. I guess.
What do I recommend?
Walking start first. I recommend 10 Cloverfield Lane. That movie was amazing. John Goodman freaking blew me away. He's so good in this movie. I mean, it's not. If you're thinking it's gonna be like Cloverfield, the original, it's not. It's not a direct sequel, according to Abrams, J.J. Abrams, and it's not. It's quote unquote a spiritual sequel.
Spiritual sequel.
And it's a little bit different. Like, if you understood the first one, I'm not going to do any spoilers, but it's a little bit different from the first one, especially when it comes to, like, monsters and stuff. So.
But it is a monster, right?
Eventually. Sometimes. It's not always the monster. That's a monster.
Sounds like a sexual innuendo.
It isn't.
Yeah.
Moral? Not moral, but takeaway is John Goodman's amazing.
Nice. So what do I recommend? Well, I recommend amoxicillin, especially when you're sick.
Amoxicillin?
Yes. It does wonders to your body, which I should be taking one soon. Yep. I have a cold.
So nothing?
Nothing.
That's it?
That is my recommendation. That is my recommendation. Amoxicillin.
Take antibiotics.
Yes. Especially when you're sick.
For a cold, which is viral.
Yeah.
Which you shouldn't be taking antibiotics for.
That's what the doctor prescribed.
Oh, okay.
What am I going to say? I have a cold.
So you don't have a cold? Or at least not a virus-inducing cold?
No.
Okay.
So whatever. So take it. Get better.
So his recommendation is take your antibiotics on time.
Yep.
So guys, that's going to be it for our podcast. I know we're sort of a little everywhere today, and mainly because we have a lot of things that we want to talk about.
And we're not a professional podcast.
And we're not professionals at this, and we're not really that. It's not really that great right now. We're gonna try to see if we can establish our flow through it.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted this to be more of like a conversation instead of us having to do exact segments and everything. So we kind of wanted to at least to block it off in a certain section so we can talk about things that way. So it's a little bit organized, but for the most part, we wanted it to be like a conversation that we're going to have every week about things we've done, things we're looking forward to, et cetera.
And hopefully if the next time we record this, there won't be music in the background.
Yeah.
Also, me expecting other guests other than just us two talking. Hopefully we can get one of our friends to come in. Some people from the gym too, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we can do. And
we'll have some guest speakers. Guests
on eventually.
Guests on, yeah.
We also might try to do some long distance stuff through Skype. We're not long distance, but if we can't make it to the same place, might be able to do it through Skype. If you guys want to check us out on social media, you can follow our group Instagram at Limitless Fails on Instagram.
Yes.
Our Twitter is also Limitless Fails.
Our Tumblr, Limitless Fails.
GG, I think, though.
Oh, is it LFGG?
No, Limitless Fails GG.
No, Limitless Fails GG.
Tumblr.com.
If you have Facebook, check out our Facebook group at Limitless Fails.
If you want to follow me, I'm on Instagram, Ian Palomo on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
Snapchat.
Yeah. Ian Palomo on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram.
I'm going to Snapchat now.
That's pretty much it for me.
What the hell's my Twitter handle? Fuck, I forgot my Twitter.
You can find Dell
my Instagram title.
on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
I have no idea. I think it's Aria Barzival or whatever.
Aria Barzival. Aria Barzival at Aria Barzival.
RYBARZABAL.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
That's his Instagram.
You have a Twitch. You can follow us on Twitch. We just started our Twitch stream a few weeks ago. Our Twitch is LFGG671. Well, just search LFGG.
Yeah. And also, check out our Facebook as well. It's also Limitless Fails. YouTube. Limitless Fails. That's where we're going to start posting our battle reports. Right now, we do have.
As soon as I get done.
We have a few. Like we have a few battle reports for War Machine mainly.
Yeah,
we have old battle reports for Anima Tactics and some one or two unboxings and some IKRPG audio. So check that out if you want. If you want to like see what we do, what we're playing, etc. We try to do a Twitch game before we podcast, so check us out at probably around Twitch at like maybe 4 or 5 o'clock
ish,
5 or 6 p.m. Guam time, which is a plus 10 GMT. So check that out. If you're following me on Twitter, you can usually I'll tweet out the link when we're live.
Don't you have a blog too, Nick?
Oh yeah, so I also have a blog where. Pretty much to talk about the same thing I talk about here, which is CrossFit and gaming.
Yeah.
I have two, but they're the same blogs, but I wanted to pick a domain. I wanted a domain initially, but I just recently picked it up. The first blog is NerdFitGuam at nerdfitguam.blogspot.com. And the second one is 8bitbarbell. .com as well. So those are my two blogs that you can follow. If you want to follow me? I do gaming stuff, mainly painting and terrain making and CrossFit, where I talk about the week more in depth on those things, and also reviews. So I do a lot of product reviews, at least sort of stuff that I've bought so far. So you can check that out there, especially shoes. I'm trying to finish up my Trail Rock running trail shoes that I use over Conquer a couple of months ago, and I need to do one for the new Metcon 2s that just came out. So
you bought trail shoes for the freaking Conquer?
Yeah, it was only $30.
Oh, okay.
They're Innovates. They're amazing.
Okay, sure.
So yeah, check those out, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
My name is Nick.
I'm Del.
See you guys.